From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump is set to announce a new set of tariffs Thursday, this time aimed at Chinese imports that could total $60 billion. The White House said the action followed an investigation into what it called China's state-led market-distorting efforts to force, pressure, and steal U.S. technology and intellectual property. Robert Lighthizer is the U.S. Trade Representative.
Our view is that we have a very serious problem of losing our intellectual property, which is really the biggest single advantage of the American economy, in my opinion.
China has threatened to retaliate. Scott Kennedy of the Centers for Strategic and International Studies said the world's two biggest economies could be embarking on a trade war.
The Chinese will respond with their own countermeasures, retaliating, and a trade war, just like dancing takes two parties to agree to participate, and so that's where we'll be, you know, starting tomorrow.
The American sectors that could be hit hard by such a trade war would include agriculture, electrical machinery, and aircraft. The U.S. duties are expected to single out Chinese technology and telecommunications sectors. Mr. Trump has embarked on a get-tough trade policy to reduce its global trade deficit, $375 billion in red ink with China alone. African leaders from 44 African Union states agreed Wednesday in Kigali to form a $3 trillion free trade zone. Host President Paul Kagame said the decision expressed the continent's unity of purpose.
Taken together, these are surely to be counted among the most consequential actions that this assembly has ever taken.
Among the nations not signing include the two biggest continental economies, South Africa and Nigeria. This is VOA News. Peru's center-right president, Pedro Pablo Kuczynski, facing an impeachment vote in Congress, has offered his resignation. The 79-year-old former Wall Street banker said it's best for the country he stepped down to avoid becoming an obstacle and so the nation can find harmony. He denied allegations of wrongdoing. The opposition failed to impeach him in December over charges his consulting firm received money from Odebrecht, a Brazilian company at the center of one of Latin America's biggest graft scandals. Recent videos also released by his opponents purportedly show his allies offering lucrative contracts to lawmakers in exchange for political support. Mark Jones is a Latin American analyst with Rice University.
There's a 50-50 chance whether or not he was going to be able to avoid it again. And then with the release of these videos and the other accusations of corruption stemming around the president, he had no real choice but to resign. And I fully expect the Congress to accept the resignation.
Vice President Martin Vizcarra is expected to be sworn in Friday. Syrian rebels are reportedly preparing to evacuate the besieged eastern Ghouta town of Harasta. Fighters from Arar al-Sham are said to have agreed to lay down arms in return for safe passage to opposition-held northwest Syria. The UN Security Council has been told there is reason for optimism in Libya's political process, but envoy Ghassan Salameh warned of causes of concern.
Extremists, including ISIL and al-Qaeda, continue to maintain a presence in Libya and have conducted recent attacks. Armed groups, including those formally integrated in the state structures, continue to operate outside of the law, perpetrating human rights abuses. Bodies bearing signs of torture have turned up in many locations.
He also said kidnappings for profit have increased while shadowy security forces arbitrarily arrest and abuse people. However, Salameh said Libyans are yearning for a period of stability and called for national elections before year's end. Facebook chief executive Mark Zuckerberg Wednesday acknowledged mistakes in how the world's largest social media company handled data of tens of millions of users. He promised changes. The company faces close scrutiny over allegations a London-based consultancy improperly accessed that data to build profiles on American voters ahead of the 2016 election. A Texas man who was suspected of carrying out a series of parcel bombings blew himself up Wednesday as police closed in. Mark Condit, located at a motel near Austin, set off an explosion in his car and died, ending a weeks-long massive manhunt for the bombings that killed two and wounded several. As expected, the U.S. Central Bank Wednesday lifted a key interest rate to a range of 1.5% to 1.75%, citing a strengthening economy and to guard against inflation. The benchmark Dow Jones Index on Wall Street fell slightly more than 40 points. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.